Okay, Rabbi Yisai, I saw a chiddush from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. This chiddush of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, on the one hand, it's a tremendous chiddush in Legabe Shavuos. On the other hand, it seems to be that its ramification for the rest of the year, which is where we're holding now, the day after Shavuos, has a tremendous impact. Shlomo Zalman asked the kasha. He said that the Torah never makes a reference to Chag HaShavuos as being the Zman Matan Torah Seinu. It doesn't say it anywhere in the Torah. It says that it's the Chag HaBikurim, it says that it's the Chag HaShavuos, but it never calls it Zman Matan Torah Seinu. One kasha. So it seems to be that Zman Matan Torah is something that's very irrelevant to the day. At least in Mitzvah Torah, we know that like that's the Iker of the day. The Iker of the day is Zman Matan Torah. Another kasha is, everybody knows the famous Shaila, is Shavuos supposed to be involved? Of Zion, and it's in the time of it was a big machlekes. It seems to be like it's so irrelevant. Yeah, there's one man that says Vav Zion. You know, something is the basic of Judaism. It's the man matan Torah Seinu. So shouldn't we know? It should be clear. In the Gemara in Pinchas, it says that on years when the Chazal were mekadosh the chaydish, so that it could come out that Shavuos could be on Hesiva. It seems to be so unimportant. It seems to be so irrelevant that this man matan Torah Seinu, it's such an agov. It's an interesting thing. And then also, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that the simcha that the Torah says you have to have has nothing to do with this man matan Torah Seinu. If you look in the psukim, it says you have to have a simcha al Hashem or whatever, but it doesn't say anything about the simcha klapei Torah. These are the shahs of Shlomo Zalman. I was once by Rav Scheinberg, Zecherno Levracha, and I used to go every week and I used to ask him different questions. And there was a tkufa where every time I would ask him a question, there was a person there who used to learn Chavrusa with the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. We used to learn together. And he had learned with the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa Chavrusa. So every time we would go in prepared with something specifically that we saw from Rav Shlomo Zalman that we wanted to know what Rav Scheinberg would say about it. So this is week after week, and 1 week we came in and we asked him a question. So he said, "Nu." And was halt Rav Orbach? What does Rav Shlomo Zalman halt? "Nu." He saw this. So we were afraid to say this time because that's why we didn't say. It was taka tremendous chiddush. Shlomo Zalman had a koyach of chiddush. So he said, "You could say." So we told him what the chiddush was. So he said like this. He said, "Rav Shlomo Zalman had the whole Torah in front of his face. So the rayas and the kashas were so strong. Rav Shlomo Zalman, where a rayas, you can't move. The difference was that Rav Shlomo Zalman, after the rayas and after the kashas, he went to the next stage. That if you have these rayas and you have these kashas, he was the one that was willing to take the rayas and say the chiddush. He went to the next stage. That, you know, sometimes you have rayas and rayas and kashas, but you're not willing to go to the next stage and say, therefore this, because it's a little bit scary to be mechadish something that no one ever said. So Shlomo Zalman was able to say it, and then he said, "Ubat ladaiti ladaita lagadol." My das is butled to his great das. That's just to understand who Shlomo Zalman is, because I'm about to say something now, which really sort of changes everything that you learned, the conventional yeshivish, I would say, mahalik and shvuas, is that every year, and there's rayas from this. Don't think I'm just, it's coming from nowhere. There's rayas that every year the zman kabbalas haTorah is on Vav Sivan, and that's, they bring you the raya from the shade. There's a shade that goes out into the world. I think it's very famous. The shade that goes out into the world. If you accept the Torah, good. If you don't accept the Torah, then you get killed. And they bring rayas that shade exists even today. The big rayas. Which would mean that Shavuos was yesterday, and this man Matan Torah Seinu was yesterday, 2 days ago, whatever it was. And if you were Makabel, good, and that was your Yom Adin, and if you didn't, bad. That's the conventional. Shlomo Zalman changes the world over here, which is really what we'll speak about today. What's the game? You know, the day after Shavuos, Ches Sivan, till next Vav. Right? So Shlomo Zalman says that it's a tremendous mistake. Mamish is tremendous. I'm telling you, Shlomo Zalman, it's only because of the rayas and the kashas. Shlomo Zalman was able to go to the next step. Okay? So Shlomo Zalman says that Bemis, the Pesach, for example, uses in contrast, you understand it. In Pesach, he calls it Chad Pami, like a one-time event. It was a one-time event. We left Mitzrayim, and that one-time event that we left Mitzrayim, so every year we're basking in the result of that one-time event, is that we're not Avodim of Paro, we're Avodim of Hashem. So it's something that's a one-time event, and every year we commemorate that whatever, because I guess there's some kind of a shabbat that comes down to the world of that one-time event. Shlomo Zalman says Shavuos was not a one-time event. the Zman Matan Torah Seinu wasn't something that happened. We got the Torah, and now we're after that. Says Rosh Hashanah Zalman, Shavuos, I shouldn't say Shavuos, the Zman Matan Torah Seinu is something that started and never finished. It was like we got the Torah and it never finished. Says Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Brachas of Daf Samech Gimel Amud Beis says that a person that says he learns a Gemara today, Ches Sivan, he learns a Gemara the day before, Dalet Sivan, it's Kiyoyim Nisinasa Misinai. The Torah wasn't something that was given and then now we have it. It's that every second that he learns something from the Torah, it's a part of that day. It's a, but Vav Sivan was something or whenever it was. That's why it's irrelevant. It doesn't matter if it happened on Vav, if it happened on Zion, hey, it doesn't matter. There's no day of Matan Torah. Because once it was given, so then it has never ended. And Rosh Hashanah brings the Zohar. The Zohar says, Man Dishtatl Be'Raisa. One that works and toils in Torah, he has to have the Simcha Ki Yoyim Nesinah. So that means today is just as much, I can't say Shavuos, there's not such thing as Shavuos anymore. But today is just as much Matan Torah as Vav Sivan, as Zion Sivan. Therefore, it doesn't say they have the Simcha specifically on Vav Sivan. There's no need for the Simcha of Vav Sivan because there's no difference. You understand what Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi say? It changed the whole entire world. It's all over. Right? You're not even allowed to say this. You're not allowed to say this before Shavuos, right? It's also God. I waited. I think last week we spoke about that whole thing. I said, should I tell them this? It would be terrible. Not much terrible. As I figured, they'll tell them this the day after Shavuos. I didn't have a half a minute to be a Shia today. I didn't have a minute to be a Shia. I think they'll never hear this. It's not my problem. But no. He changed the whole world. You understand what I'm saying? He changed the whole entire world. It's all over. Okay. So that just means, so all he did was he made it for us that, you know, against your friend, it has never ended. Shlomo Zalman goes so far as to say, so what was Shavuos? So I'll give you a mashal so you understand a little bit of Shlomo Zalman's answer. You know, there's a young man that came to me from the Kollel. He's in that room right over there. He came to me and he says to me, like, he's in big trouble. He's in big trouble. He said, you know, you have that guy sometimes a little bit like Tzeflagin. That's like, there's no word in English for Tzeflagin. Tzeflagin in English is like Tzeflagin.
Scatterbrain.
No, I could also say scatterbrain. Spacey, that's Tzeflagin. So he's a Tzeflaginer. So he comes to me, he says to me, I'm in big trouble. Why is he in big trouble? Because I forgot my wife's anniversary. Now, right there, already he's in trouble for saying his wife's anniversary. Like that. He forgot his wife's anniversary. So I said, what do I do now? And his wife was waiting. He calls his wife, he tells his wife that, you know, tonight was Wednesday night or whatever, and he goes and learns with somebody like a Baal Tshuva or something. So he says, you know, I'm going to be home late tonight. His wife was sure that this is like one of the, you know, shtick. He was going to be coming in with, like, you know, like banjos and marching band and roses and, you know, and pomegranates. Right? And nothing. And he walks back in the house 12 o'clock at night. Right? He's like very tired. I'm so tired. Right? Okay, it's about to happen. Or something. Right? Yeah. And then there it is. Garnish. Nothing. Right? And the next day, you know, so what do I do now? There's no way. That's the answer to Shlomo Zalman. I'm just being myrick a little bit so you understand it. But this is the answer to Shlomo Zalman. I think he talks about the guy also. The answer is you tell like this. You know that Mother's Day schnickel? You know the Mother's Day schnickel? Your mother called, no. No. Said, what? What? Oh, no. You got Mother's Day. And there's always that one bucker walking around yeshiva. It's Mother's Day. It's Mother. I just found out the hard way. You know? So what do you do? So you call. They call up mom, and you say, mom, she says, no. You don't, you're the only one that didn't remember. Still that to all your brothers and sisters. You're the only one that didn't remember. You know? So you tell her, Mother's Day? Mother's Day? That's an insult by us. Every day is Mother's Day. By us, we'd keep it up. Hey, you know the whole shtickle, right? By us, Mother's Day? I wouldn't insult you by saying Mother's Day. Vos, Mother's Day. Some Schwarz has to say to his mother, Mother's Day. Boss! Yeah, that's it. So that's the same thing over here. You tell your wife, you tell like this, anniversary is for people that, you know, they don't have such a good marriage. Right? So they have such a good marriage, so what happened? You tell them, like, you know, so they asked the guy, there was one time we really loved each other. You wore a bright white dress, and I wore like a nice hat, right? And we, you know, mom, as you can remember all the way back, we really loved each other, right? But for people like us, right? Zagans, you're afraid, right? It's like it started. That's when it started, but it's never ended. That's what Shlomo Zalman's answer. That's what Shavuos is. I know. You Michael me, but that's what Shavuos is. Shavuos is like, that's when it started, you know? That's when it started, but not major going on there. Really, what's going on? Ches Sivan. Ches Sivan, Yud Sivan, Yud Aleph Sivan is just as important as the first day it was given 3,300 years. So you sort of lose your cheshek for Shavuos, but we're in the day after Shavuos now. So let's talk a little bit. I guess, I don't know, you never talk about these things in yeshiva. In Hilchos Talmud Torah, we'll talk a little bit in Hilchos Talmud Torah. You know, I have a lot of pain and agus nefesh because I got a phone call on Erev Shavuos. It was, I get these guys shilas all the time, but like a shidduch kasha, but like it just like hit me like a rock. And that somebody asked me shilas, they were talking to me about a certain bacher. And they asked me, is this bacher going to be kavei itim latayra? Right? I said to myself, is this bacher going to be kavei itim latayra? Why don't you ask me, is this bacher going to wear tefillin? Right? You would never ask that kasha, right? Because in our world, that's not negeya. That's not negeya. What do you mean? Is a bacher going to be kavei itim latayra? He learned in yeshiva for 3 years, for 4 years. He was this. I want to know, and he's going to plan on learning in Koilo for a year or two, whatever, right? And you want to know, is this bacher going to be kaveya itim batayra? But you would never ask the question. So what's worse? Let's make chesh bin Allah, because I think a lot of us think that, you know, there are people that learn, and there are people that don't learn. And you can still be a frum yid if you don't learn. Right? You know, there's people that learn, there's guys that learn, there's guys that don't learn. And it's, you know, so he's also from Yid. He's Shem Rakash, he's Shem Ritvil, he wears tefillin, right? Wears tefillin all day long, whatever. Right? But there's no such thing. Today we're just going to talk halachadik. Right? I think it's sometimes more effective when you see things from the Makairis, a little bit more of that. I want to talk today about, number one, what's the chiv? Basic most chiyuv. I'm not even going to talk with sugyas, with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's and Shitas and Rabbi Shmuel. You know, you all heard these things in your life about the geez. I'm not going into gun. I want just practical, like that. Nothing, right? What the Mishnah Berurah says, what it says in Shulchan Aruch, Rishman Vav, that's it. Yeah, no games. Yeah. So number one is that just to give you an example, there is the question the Marsha says and Daf Lamed Aleph. That's out. From this point on, it's never ever. It's out. It's over. Right? That concept that there's somebody that it's, you know, there's a musig that somebody that does learn every day and somebody that doesn't learn every day. From this point on, not it's like the person that doesn't wear tefillin. I'm not trying to make that go look down on that person. That's irrelevant right now. For us, right here, for us. Right? But that's irrelevant right now. If there's a taka guy out there and I'm telling you he's not from now and whatever, you tell me, oh, you insulted me and you insulted my family. Right now we're in the base of magic. Base of magic, say what we want. This is just how we're supposed to be taking this. That means from this point on, never again will we look at ourselves, at least ourselves. Right? There's no such thing as a from yid, a shomer Torah mitzvah, that goes a day without learning. How much? We'll talk about it. There's no such thing. It's like saying, just like you all understand that the from yid doesn't, well, I don't wear tefillin today. We know it's not, we know that there are some, you know, lower level, whatever, people that don't wear tefillin every day, also fine. But the way you look at him, right, or yourself, if that would be you, is the way you look at the person that doesn't learn every day. There's no such thing. That's number one. How do I know that? Because that is the first question the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph that they will ask you the Asid Lavoi. They don't ask tefillin. They don't ask Hulav. Right? The first question they ask is Kavate Itim Atayr. So what does it mean? Kvias Itim Atayr. What does it mean? Yeah? In other words, there's one chiev of the Gisa Bayayim and Valayla to learn whenever you have a chance. That's, I'm not going to say it's a Maila. It's certainly a chiev, right? But that is something which is going to be very, very, very subjective. It's going to depend on the person's situation. And I'll explain this for one moment, right? A person said, like, a guy goes up after 120. He comes up there, got no arm, one arm. And he comes up like this. No, you didn't put on filling. You didn't put on filling. So he says to the Banisham, what do you want, the leg? What do you want? Should put filling on the leg? What do you want from me? Right? So the Banisham, they take out the chavit. I don't know how it works. They have like a stamper. Thanks to the stamper. Oinus. He's Oinus, right? Oinus, you know, there's no games. Oinus, what do you want for the poor guy? He didn't have, he's right. So I have a kash. A guy that has to work. The Saito has to kash. Miri has to kash. Maisha talks about, a guy has to work. So he comes up to Shemai, they said, no. Vikisit b'yom v'layla. All day long, says it in the Pasek. No, Vikisit b'yom v'layla. Where's the Pasek? They ask him. Says, what do you want? He says, you see this? This is my son, Anshul. This is Zundel. This is my daughter, Sprinty. This is my daughter, Nadel. This is the Zeilig. Yeah, these are all the kids. This is Beryl. Yeah, this is, Zundel, the whole cover. Right? What do you want? You want them to starve? You want them to starve? So what happens at that point right now? I have to work, right? And then I had to go out to my wife, and this and that. She says, what do you want from me? So I take it up with her. No. So what happens now? Does he take out the stamper, right? And he stamps, Oinus. Does he stamp Oinus? No. It says the stipend, he doesn't stamp Oinus. It's a big mistake, right? And I'll tell you an American story. You know, sometimes I tell stories. There was a yid named Rav Henkin. Rav Henkin was one of the greatest people who lived in America. We know that because Rav Moshe, you know, the way Rav Moshe talks about him in the tshuva, he writes in one tshuva, you know, I'm not going to answer about this question about opening a fridge, like the biggest shaila in America, aside from a yarmulke, Moshe has 15 pages on. Right? The shaila about opening a fridge, you allowed on Shabbos, you had to open a fridge when the motor's going, you should go and check. So Moshe says, look, what do you want from me? I'm not going to answer the shaila because Rav Henkin was already Mahmir. As if to say, like, you know, I have something to say over here, but what can I do? Rav Henkin was Mahmir? You know, and that's the whole tshuva. That's the whole tshuva. That's where Rav Henkin was. So Rav Henkin was one time by Rav Chaim Oizer in Vilna. Chaim Oizer called him in to ask him a certain shaila, to discuss the shaila with Rav Chaim Oizer and whatever. And there was a younger man sitting outside of the room by Rav Chaim Oizer. And Rav Henkin said this was the smartest person he ever met in his life. What happened? He goes over to this Jew and he says to him, like, what are you doing here by Rav Chaim Oizer? Who is this guy? And he's outside waiting to go. So he says, you know, I have a balabas, I have a makolet, I think he said. I have like a general store I have. Chaim Oizer says, Rav Henkin, like, you're not embarrassed. He's standing outside for Chaim Oizer. What are you doing learning? I think I care what you're doing. What are you doing learning? He asked him. So he said in four words in Yiddish, he said, when there's time, I learn. And then they went in together to Chaim Oizer. And then he realized that this younger man was the Chazayin Ish. You know, he was a younger man of 18 years old. And he realized that this younger man was not a simple human being. Right? And then he started to understand that in four words, the Chazon Ish just touched up and just explained the entire responsibility of Torah, which the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Kuf Nun Hey Siv Katan Dalet. Kol Zman Shupani. What's the Chiv of Talmud Torah? When I'm free. Time. The Chazon Ish's free time was 22 hours, the Rechai Kinyavsky, I once heard from his mouth. Right? There were times that he would learn 22 hours a day. Because his free time was 22. I don't know how it works out because he davened. I'm not asking the question. But so your free time is not my free time. But it's not like you think that the pshat is that when I have to go to the bathroom now. So therefore, I'm an oinus. What do you want? I can't learn now. I'm an oinus. That's not the pshat. The pshat is you're not mechuyev at that point. I have to take lulav right now. I have to daven right now. You're not mechuyev. You're mechuyev in every second that you have free now. Free time. I need a break. I can't. I'll explode. I'll go crazy. Right? Well, afraid of coming back. Crazy. Right? So, fine. But whatever is called free time, whatever is called your free time, then you're responsible. I'm not going into that aspect now. But that's why this guy goes up after Shemayim. He says, Echav Zundel, Echav Zelig, Echav Yankel, Echav Anshel, Echav Dos, Echav Yen, right? Maham, the whole chevra I have over here. What do you want? They're going to starve? So Kosh Baruch doesn't say, take out the temple, oinis. Right? He says, look, the guy came home, and then he learned, and whatever. No, so upset. That time he wasn't chayim. They don't even ask the question. Okay, they don't ask the question. A younger man, he has, he comes home, learn first Seder, learn second Seder. His wife needs to talk to him. Needs to talk to you. She needs a break. She needs to walk out. He needs a break. He's also, he needs a break, whatever. Right? So at that time, it could be he's not chayiv b'chol. And each person has to be responsible enough to know what's yeah and what's not. And intellectual honesty, I think it's called, right? He has to be honest. That, I'm not talking about today. I'm talking about something else. I'm talking about something. Let's say he has a day where, you know, his wife really needs to talk to him. He's really busy and partners, but he doesn't miss tefillin. No matter what, yeah, Mashiach doesn't miss tefillin because tefillin is like a basic, it's a prerequisite of life. You're not Jewish, you're not one of us, so he doesn't miss tefillin. That's it. No matter what, unless it's like a hatzalah call, unless it's koch nefesh, unless his wife's having a baby, whatever. I don't know, but doesn't miss tefillin. Okay, so now I'm going to tell you a shaila, just so you understand and appreciate just what we're talking. Kaviyas itim la'toyra. There's a din. There's a loch. Halach. Shulchan Aruch brings it down. Mishnah Berurah brings it down in Siman Kuf Nun Hey. Mishnah Berurah brings it down in Siman Reish Lamed Tes. Shulchan Aruch brings it down in Siman Reish Mem Vav in Yerideya. The Baal HaTanya brings it down in Hilchos Talmud Torah. The Aruch HaShulchan brings it down in Siman Reish Mem Vav. The Shach brings it down in Reish Mem Vav. The Taz brings it down in Reish Mem Vav. You were not an Akron or a Paisik that doesn't bring this halacha down. You didn't make it. If you didn't bring it, you didn't make it. Rav Moshe brings it down in Siman Kuf Yud and in Chelik Beis in Siman Kuf Yud. Rav Moshe brings it down again in Chelik Dalid in Siman Lamed Vav. Right? No games. There's a Chiv. It's a Gemara in Shabbos Daf. There's a chiv called kvias itim latoyra. That's another new rule that you have a chiv to make sure that you are kaveya itim in tyra. How much? Each person has to have a time that there's no such thing that a day goes by without learning in the morning and learning in the night. A younger man called me up to tell me good yontif. He told me his mamisha is such a mamisha pride, mamisha meisin nefesh, mamisha hanoi I had, mamisha no. He says to me, he's mamish, you know, he wakes up every single day, 5 o'clock in the morning. 5 in the morning. It was like, what time do you wake up? What? Ain't 5 o'clock. I don't wake up 5 o'clock in the morning. Hey, 5 o'clock. He wakes up 5 o'clock in the morning, and he's mysing that. You know what it is to learn 5 o'clock? I don't know what it is to learn 5 o'clock. So he learns 5 o'clock in the morning, he goes till from 5:15 to 6:15. I said, mamish, such a, no, I had such a, the only thing is, he's probably not yaitse. It's probably not, it depends what time Alois is. I felt terrible, but I didn't want to tell him this. But he's probably not Yoite. I just threw in, what time is Alois these days? He said, yeah, Alois is mamish, like talk about 5 o'clock. He doesn't have a night. That means that he's waking up every day. He's bikvei eaten by yoin veloy balaylo. Veloy balaylo. There's no games up there, Rabbi Yisai. There's a chiv gomer. Imagine you have to put tefillin on once in the morning, once at night. Right? So the guy, I said, Kriyish my every single day. I said, you see, it's a chayim every morning. No, but my riv, there's not such thing. Over there, there's no games. There's no games. You didn't wear tefillin. What's wrong with you? You didn't wear tefillin. I'm not the amount of time I can't go into now. One guy, he makes a cheshbon. There's no way. I can only do it for an hour in the morning, an hour at night, or 40 minutes in the morning. I don't know. Right now, how to be conveyed that amount of time? You have to talk to somebody. How to be conveyed. But there has to be a time. Morning? No. You got Ben Azmanim trip. Where's the Negev, a younger man? Where's the Negev, a Bacher? Where's the Negev, a Rebbe? Right? A Ben Azman trip? My children know. Maybe we go on a Ben Azman trip. Right? So, in the morning, we learn. We sit down, we learn before we go. Right? In the night, we learn. We come back, we learn. That's it. There's no. Emal starts. Kvias eaten. It's not like a mile. Wow. It's Meredith. Wow. Yeah, they never go on a trip without learning. But would you be impressed if I said, my children put on tefillin? My children put on tefillin, yeah, before we go on the trip? Ooh. Ooh, wow, so impressive. Right? And we eat kosher.
Right? On the trip.
On the trip. Right? Very impressive, right? If you're one of us, you learn in the morning, you learn at night. Kfiyas eaten. There's no games. There's no game. Number one. Right? Wait, I'm going to go. When I'm dead, I'm going to tell them, I told you. Right? They tell you, I'm Mr. Komin. You never saw me like this. Right? It's Shlomo Zalman's fault because he said the Chiddush.
What?
You're just going to get me angrier. Just keep in mind. What? The Kriyashma. The Ramah, in Simon Reish Menvav, you don't like that. He's getting me angry. Should I make it worse? I'm going to get more angry. The Ramah says, no, you're not. Not enough. Right? What? He's in Mekayim. All of a sudden, the Tzaddikim here all say, he's in Mekayim. One second. Three guys just said, Ezi wa? We don't hold like that.
What about if he's a Zvul?
1 minute. What?
What about if he's
No. I mean, no, you said the magic. I'm waiting. I thought he was going to say that. He said he wants to know. Whoa. What if I'm a Zvul and I have Yisachar, right? Can Yisachar put your children on? That never happened before, ever. I know. I know one guy made his villain in soccer. He said, put villain up in me also. I'm in a note. You guys are getting me angry. One sec. So wait, let's go weiter. Now again, that's what I mentioned before. I forgot your name, Rabbi. What's his name again? Rabbi
Zevi.
The exact amount of time, it's hard to go into now. It's hard to go into, but it means the amount of time that klape who you are is going to be acceptable by Kodesh Baruch Hu. You know, he knows you. He knows you. So you tell him, look, I'm Balabas. I have an hour. If this guy's going to go home an hour at night and he's going to be doing something he shouldn't be doing, so Kodesh Baruch Hu, that hour I want. I want that hour. Taza, I need a break for an hour, I need to walk, I need to this, that, fine, I'll give you that hour. You know, you can't, but I want that hour that you... Say, 1 hour in the morning, I want an hour at night, that's how it works, no games. I don't know what hour, maybe 40 minutes if this guy, you see him, his mom is busy. I'm not taking times now. I think it should be, you want to hear what I think? It should be 5 hours in the morning and 5 hours at night. Right? In the middle, he'll take a job, he'll clean a mini golf spot, I don't know, later, he'll find something to do. But that's irrelevant right now. The amount, I'm not interested, I just want the musig that there's no such thing ever as not learning in the morning, as not learning at night. That's number one. Number two is, it's something very interesting, which is also not so known in, the Yeshiva Shevelt. Not so known this. Right? Do you all know that you have a chiv to know Kol HaTorah Kula? Okay? You know that? Remember that truth I quoted before, Chelik Beis Simin Kuf Yud. So right away, you're going to hear this, and you're going to, forget that. Kol HaTorah Kula, can you ask me? You're making a mistake. First of all, Kol HaTorah Kula doesn't mean everything that's on these shelves. So I'm going to mean... Kol HaTorah Kula means is Shas, right? There's 1,705 simanim shulchan aruch. There's basics. There's basics. There's things you have to know. Now, wait, listen. Sevi, I'll kick you out and everyone with you. Okay? One minute. Right? I'm going to punch him. Okay. I'm going to explain this, right? But this I want to explain. No, this I want to explain. This is a chilev called, you have to make, listen closely, please listen a minute. Right? Make sure they listen. Right? You have a responsibility to make a goal that is going to get, at this point you're young, now you have to have the ability to learn how to learn, and then eventually you have to make a goal that I'm going to be able to do in my program, in my system, to be able to know kol haTorah kula. Now, for example, Rabbi Yisha says, that's why if a person wants to know, should I start tafiyah yomi? Rabbi Yisha writes a tshuva about this. Chelik Beis, same kind of the one I quoted. Chelik Beis, kuf yud. Also that other one, Chelik Dalet, lamed vav. Rabbi Yisha has a tshuva where he explains that Rabbi Yisha doesn't mince words. You have a chiyuv to know kol haTorah kula. Now, I'm going to explain this. You have a chiyuv to know kol haTorah kula. Therefore, it's your responsibility to find a time in my life that I'm going to, doesn't have to be dafiyah yomi, but I have to make a plan that I'm have gone through shas. Have to. Now, what happens? Guy says, look, I can't. You know, sometimes the Orchis Tzaddikim says you're a bucket with a hole. Right? Sometimes the hole's on the side. Sometimes the bucket's like, the hole is on the bottom. Right? You know, so I, that's my bucket. I'm the bucket with the hole. The water comes in, comes straight out. So I want to tell you a story. I had a Rebbe, Rav Shimshon Pinkus. He was a great man. Great, great man. And he said like this once. He once told me a story, which is it's a story within a story within a story within a story. Four stories. Okay, listen closely. So once he went to the back of the Beis Medrash a little bit early. He left Seder a bit early. He left at I think the number was 5 to 7. It was 5 to 7, right? So the Mashkiach was standing by the door. This is the good old days. Now the Mashkiach stands by the door. I'm going off the derech. You know, he's standing by the door. He has his watch like this, right? Yeah. So Shimshim takes out his watch and he says, no, it's 5 to 7. He says, no, it's 10 to 7. So he looks at his watch. 5 to 7. Bam! Yeah. So he says to him, I'm going to tell you a story. There's a famous story that the Beis HaLevi, everyone knows this story, this is very famous. Beis HaLevi was once traveling in the middle of the night. Everyone knows a very famous story of the snow, and the famous story, you've heard it from your Bayim 100 times. It was snow, it was freezing, it was this. And the Agala broke down, the wagon broke down, he knocks on the door, and there he knocks on the door, and the innkeeper says, I can't, I don't have room for you, I this, and that. He says, look, it's freezing outside, Rachmanis, and this, and that. He says, fine, and he takes him, he puts him in a winkle, he puts him in a corner over there, and you know, puts him over there, and whatever, you know, but don't bother me, I don't have time, been patience now, I don't know. And there's the Beis HaLevi sleeping on the floor. Okay? In walks the Rebbe, we go down to Rash. Oh, the Rebbe comes in, and because it's freezing, we come, how do we come in? Makes a gun to tish for him, and this, and the Chasidim, and this. And all of a sudden he has koyach, and the Rebbe, it was a famous Rebbe, I forget who it was. He looks to the side, and in those days the Beis HaLevi was the Rav in Slutsk, not in Brisk. So he says, Slutsk Rav. There's a Slutsk Rav sleeping on the floor. Slutsk Rav. So he comes up, he gets it quickly. He says, comes. Slutsk Rav. So now the innkeeper, you know, that's it. It's all over. He sees what he knows already. Oh, yeah. So he goes, I'm in Bet Machil. I'm so sorry. I'm Michael. I didn't know you were the Beis HaLevi. I never give this. So the Beis HaLevi told, not a story. One story. So he tells him, you know, it says in the Parsha, it says by Dina, it says, Nevala Asa Beisrael V'chein Lo Yaseh. In other words, when they were Ma'anes Dina, when Shechem was Ma'anes Dina, so it says they did a nevala to Yisrael, V'chein lo yaseh. So Rashi says, what does it mean, V'chein lo yaseh? I mean, the Umas HaOilam, the Goyim, even by the Goyim, they were themselves, did not accept, this type of behavior with Eishesish and things like with Znus and whatever, all these types of things. They also were goyder themselves against it. So so a person could say, look, what do you want from Shechem? What do you want, right? It's a low life. What do you want? Fine, say that. But he didn't know that she was Bas Yaakov. So he took Bas Yaakov, but he thought he was Tam, a regular girl, right? So then, no, we say like this. Since by the Goyim, it's taka unacceptable to take a girl, you know, like in such a fashion. It's unacceptable even by the Goyim. And by any girl, it's unacceptable. Chein l'yasin, right? So now we get you on Bas Yaakov. So now we get you, even though you didn't know it was. No, if it wasn't my fault and there wasn't anything wrong with what I was doing, but I just didn't know that it was such a chashuv. But now we say, no, you're not supposed to be doing that to a regular girl. So now we get you that you took Bas Yankiv also. As I said, that's the same thing. You know, if this is how you're supposed to treat a Pasha the Yitz, it's not your fault. You didn't know I'm the Beis HaLevi, right? But that's not how you treat a Pasha the Yitz. Now we get you on the Beis HaLevi also. So I told him like this: if you know Takas Seder ends, if Seder ends at 5 to 7 and your clock is wrong,
No.
So then it's not your fault. Your clock is wrong. But Seder ends at 7, right? So now we get you on 10 to 7 also, right? Now we get you on 10 to 7. Now we get you that your clock was wrong also. Right? Now we get you on everything, right? So Shimshin, Shechon Levecha, he told me that's the same story. I promise you the last story. I promised you this, the fourth story. So he told me, Murray the Kipchat. He said, we have a Kabbalah that Rav Naftali Trump was once standing by the door of Heilig HaChavetz Chaim. And the Chafetz Chaim used to make these like mishalim. You probably heard this from your bayim. The Chafetz Chaim would have these fights with the Gates of Horror. You would just hear him screaming from his room, right? And you're going to, they thought, I guess somebody's killing the Chafetz Chaim, and they would run in, and there's the Chafetz Chaim in a pillow. I can't, he's hugging me, he's coming after me. That's why he was alive, the Chafetz Chaim, because he saw the Gates of Horror in front of his face. He was alive. So one time the Chafetz Chaim would make these like plays to be matire himself, which mechazik himself. So the Chafetz Chaim, they were bachrim. In Radin, they were standing by the door of Naftali, and they told him, Naftali, you have to come. You can't imagine what's going on there. And there's the Chafetz Chaim for 4 or 5 straight hours. And he's by the door, and you just hear inside the room screaming, Brachas! Right? And the Chafetz Chaim starts saying over Brachas. And it's like, doesn't know it so well, doesn't, yeah, good, nishkit, right? Weiter, Shabbos. Right? And then the Chafetz Chaim has to start saying over Shabbos. And he's saying over Shabbos, and he's Megam game a little bit, doesn't know it. And then, Erevin, finally get to one Masechta, right? And it was so bad that they had to run away. You hear what the din is in Shemayim, the Chavetz Chaim, right? Finally get to one Masechta, the Chavetz Chaim wasn't so clear in it, right? So they're having a whole debate, should we send the Chavetz Chaim back as like a bowl of tuna or herring, right? There's like, I'm sorry, a Gilgal of this or that. They don't even know what to do with him, Bechlal, and the Chavetz Chaim is saying, but you know, but I tried to learn, and there's no games up here, and it's going back and forth, and finally someone screams out, Rasul Meir, Lepchoin, you're still alive, go learn! And the Chavetz Chaim walks out of the room like nothing happened. He just walks down, goes and learns. So when you hear such a thing, say, like, no chance. No chance, right? Yeah. So he said, shout like this. Said, if you learn Brachos, Shabbos, whatever you're supposed to do, you do what you can. If you do what you can, you're supposed to learn Kol HaTorah. But if we see you're doing what you can, you're supposed to do Brachos, do Shabbos. I do Brachos, I do Shabbos, I can't, where are you going? I get the Zvachim, I don't know Zvachim. What do you want from me? Right? So then they say, look, he tried. He did a mahalach. He did a plan to try and do what he was supposed to do. Right? But if even the brachas and Shabbos you don't do, right? So then we get you on Zvachim. Shtest? Then we get you on the Zvachim too. Now, Dave, I'm doing at least the brachas Shabbos. I'm trying. I'm doing that. Right? So what do you want from the poor guy? And then the rest is there is takinoinis. What do you want from me? You didn't give me the kelim, right? But if on the brachas and Shabbos you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, even on the whatever, right? So then we get you on Zvachim. No games. Shtest? So you do have a chiv to know Kol HaTorah Kula, right? So you have to make a plan. Yediyas HaTorah. You have to have Yediyas HaTorah. You know, I want to show you this. What time is she at? 11:30? What time we go to? You go to 11:30? Yeah. I want to show you. There's a responsibility to know Yediyas of Torah. You have to have, not just, there's something called Limud HaTorah. You have to have Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah means that you have to Limud HaTorah. You know, the inherent value of Torah learning, even if it's not going to give you Yediyas. And then there's a stam, a maila, in having Yediyas of Torah to know what to do. How do I know this? There's 4 or 5 great rayas. You like them. Rabbi Yankiv is a beautiful raya. Rabbi Yankiv asked the kasha. We know the Goyim learned math. Right? When did the Goyim learn math? Right? When? In the bathroom. But how could it be? Because, I don't want to be blunt and explicit, but the Bianca has to catch you, right? But like what, he stayed extra in the bathroom? You know that Bacher, your chavrusa, and they said, I'm just going to the bathroom. He comes back 3 hours later, he said to me, are you okay? You're okay? Right? So if he was in there the whole time, Mela, right? So we're going to stay extra. He had to write a math book, right? So Rabbi Yankiv used to say, I like that, Chamoira, I have pacha to say this over, but Rabbi Yankiv said it. Rabbi Yankiv used to say that the Goyim learned math after he finished Kol HaTorah Kula. Listen closely. Kol HaTorah Kula, like I said before, before his bar mitzvah. I want to explain this. Listen closely a second. Before his bar mitzvah, he had learned Kol HaTorah Kula. The knowledge, the ideas of whatever is goes into Kol HaTorah Kula, not every Rashba, not every Rishina, but just what's called Shas and what's called Paiskim, whatever is the basic. And then, Mazeh, so let me explain. There's something called Limud of Torah, regular Limud of Torah, inherent learning that you have to learn even if you know Kol HaTorah Kula. Then there's another thing called Yediyas HaTorah. Is a child chayiv in anything min HaTorah? Is a child chayiv in anything min HaTorah? Right? So all of you are going to say, no, rather not, child. Right? It is impossible that you guys are right. It's impossible that you're correct. It's impossible, right? Because that means that a child at the age of 12 years old and 350 days, 12 days old, 350, I guess, in the Jewish calendar, right? 350 days, he doesn't know anything. Minatayri wasn't mechayiv to know anything. Comes the next day, 13 years, on the dot, right? Now he has to know Kol Tarkula, right? He has to know Lulav, he has to know Shofar, he has to know Brachas, he has to know Kashrus, he has to know Shabbos, right? The next day, they'll be cliff jumping. We'll be thrown one by one after Bar Mitzvah boys off the cliff, right? Mazel Tov hat, true, off the cliff, right? Splat, right? Mazel Tov, that's like a conveyor belt, whoop, whack, 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 right? That might be a fair, right? No, there's no Eitzah, right? So it has to be. He's not mine. The Or Sameach, the Meshach over there, it has to be. And if I show you in a Rambam at first, right? If I show you in a Rambam first, it's going to be a yomtiv in this room in a second. Doesn't Rabbi Yankov say, it's mefurish in the Rambam. Listen to Rambam. The Rambam says, if your father doesn't give you a bris milah, you have to have a bris milah, kishe yagdil, when you become an adult. If your father doesn't give you a pigeon, he doesn't pay to you, you have to do your own pigeon, kishe yagdil, when you become a big boy. Yeah? Listen to the Rambam. Listen to the Rambam. No games. Says the Rambam, chayiv liskor melamed livnoi lelamdo. You have to learn Torah, you have to teach your son Torah, whatever, right? Your father didn't teach you Torah, so chayiv what? Chayiv lelamed is atma. What should be the next word? Word. Misha yagdil. Listen to the Rambam. Misha aviv loy limdoy Torah. Chayiv lelamdoy is atma kisha yakir. Right? When he has brain. Nana misha yagdil. Once he has a little bit of that, the first Rambam, no game. The first Rambam, that the Rambam says that even the child under bar mitzvah, so what chiyuv is he talking about? What chiyuv is he talking about? He's not talking about the chiyuv of limud Torah, of what we, you know, limud, even if it's just to find out about something that's not negel ma'isa. He's talking about yediyas of Torah. Every person, a child, is also responsible to have yediyas of Torah, because there's one thing in yediyas of Torah that you need to know what to do. Should I prove this to you? There's a Yushami in Saita. Yushami says, burn our halik of Torah before you let ladies learn Torah. The Zayar in Parshas Chayisara says, Torah legavri veloy lenosh. Torah is for men, not for ladies. The Gemara in Saita, and the Shulchan Aruch, and Reish Menvav, and Sivav, it says over there that a person's melamed, a woman Torah, melamed, so is a lady supposed to learn Torah? I think it's quite clear. No, right? The only thing is, Man Shapela. Shulchan Aruch says not like this. Shulchan Aruch says, in Simin Menvav, in Sif Yudalid, ladies are chayiv in Birchas HaTorah. Chayiv in Birchas HaTorah. We're talking about Tzvardim. Tzvardim aren't chayiv in any of the Asher Kedishonim Mitzvah. They don't take lulav, right? So they don't make a bracha on lulav. So what's going on there? They're not chayiv in Torah. A lady's not chayiv in Torah. Why does she make Birchas HaTorah? Why does a lady make Birchas HaTorah? She's not chayiv in Torah. So you know what the answer is? The answer is that she's chayiv in Torah. She's not chayiv in limud haTorah. She must have yediyah. You know what it says? It's the base yosef himself, the Shulchan Aruch. She is chayiv in yediyah haTorah. She has a chayiv in yediyah haTorah. She's no less than the kid. She also has to know Hilchos Brachos. She needs to know what to do. I made a chesed once. It's 886 simanim that a lady's chayiv in. Also, that she has to know. She maybe doesn't have to know Hilchos Shtoris and Chayshon Mishpat or whatever. I don't know. But she has to know Brachos. She has to know Muksa. She has to know Shabbos. She has to know Afrashas Chala. So she has to have yediyah haTorah. So Berachos haTorah. So there's two things. There's one thing called limud Torah, learning. She's not chayiv in that, right? But she has to have yediyas. Right? You know who else has to have yediyas? The katan has to have yediyas. You know who else? The marshoi in Shabbos, the flamin aleph. The marshoi says that a ger, how are you going to teach the guy Torah before he comes to us? What's going to happen? I want to be a ger. Okay, we're not allowed to tell you anything because you're not allowed to teach a guy Torah. And right now you're a guy. Right? So we're not allowed to teach you anything. Okay, I want to be a Jew, no problem. Shabbos is so beautiful. Okay, we're not allowed to teach you anything, though. Right? Fine. The next day he comes. Okay, now you're a ger, right? He goes, hey, turns on the light. Shh, bring me to the bar mitzvah bachurim. Ooh, I still see arms moving. Bring out the cheder children. Get the stones. Right? He's not dead yet. He's not dead. So, says the Marsha, it doesn't work like that. What does it mean that Torah is our chach, it's us in Hashem, and a goy can't learn Torah? It means limud Torah, right? But yediyas, he's allowed to have yediyas too. He needs to know what to do. So Rabbi Isai, a goy has the ger has the chiyuv of yediyas Torah, a lady has a chiyuv of yediyas Torah. This cotton, Rabbi Yankov, and that says Rabbi Yankov, that's pshat in the Vilna Gaon. When the Gaon finished Yediyas HaTorah, whatever this means, I don't know what this means, but the Gaon we know wasn't exactly a normal, you know, child, and a little bit of a child prodigy, I think. So it's a middle, you know, the Gaon finished Kol Tarkula, whatever that means. So now at this point, what did the Gaon have to do? Limud HaTorah. A child's not chayiv in Limud HaTorah. So now he did math. You get older, you're not called to a kula. So you can't say, okay, now I can do math. Because you have the other din of limud avtoy. You're no different than a lady. You're no different than a cotton. You're no different than a ger. You're no different than them. You have to have yidiyas of Torah. And you have to have yidiyas of kula Torah. Right? Now, we said before, you do it, you could. You know, the Beis HaLevi says, that's what it means that Klal Yisrael said. He says in the Hagdama of Beis HaLevi, that's what it means that Klal Yisrael said, Nase v'nishma. If they would have just said Nase, you all know this word. If they would have just said Nase, so what is Nase? Nase means I will do the mitzvahs. So obviously you'd have to learn the mitzvahs in order to know how to do the mitzvahs. So they didn't just say Nase, because they didn't just say that we're going to learn Torah just for the yediyos of Torah. They said Nase, which inherently is going to mechayev them to get yediyos, and Nishma. And we'll learn, just stop learning. If they would have just left it as Nase and just Nase. So obviously they'll have to learn, but they wouldn't have had that the value of Torah is separate from Yediyas of Torah. There's two things, and you have to have Yediyas of Torah. You have to make a point. You have to. There's no games. Right? I'll be Messiah. I have 32 seconds. I'm going to give you four or five schools that Chazal, that the Shulchan Aruch brings down in Reish Mem Vav, that you should be Zoyche Yitayra. Number one, the Shulchan Aruch brings down in Simen Reish Mem Vav. That's what all Chazal says. Reish Mem Vav, Sikon Chabez. Learning in a base medrash, Loi Bim Heira Yishakach. Schools. Doesn't make sense. It's like walking around a tree backwards. How we like that stuff, right? And if you learn in a base medrash, you'll remember Tayra. Right? Learn the base medrash, you remember Tayra. Number two, Bruria was Rabbi Meir's wife. There were no games with Bruria. Right? Bruria walked down with a stick. Right? A stick. So one day she sees Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, I think it was Rabbi Meir's chavrusa. I mean, if this my wife to do this to my chavrusa, it would be nishpash. She walks out to, she sees Rabbi Yossi, and there's Rabbi Yossi. He's learning. Right? But the words aren't coming. Goes up. So she goes over. Rabbi Meir, your wife hit me again. Meir. So I said, why you hit me? He says, what do you mean? You're such a fool. Rabbi Yossi, if you'd be here right now, we'd die in the spot from the Kedusha. You realize that? Yeah. But why'd you hit me? Because don't you realize that it's foolish to learn without saying the words out of your mouth? Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Reish Mem Vav. Bruria Paskin to Rabbi Yossi. Because if you say the words out of your mouth, so then you'll remember it. You see in the Gemara, it's mashma. If you didn't say the words, you're still Yotze Talmud Torah. You think in learning, you're Yotze Talmud Torah. But why are you doing it in such a way that you're going to forget? Why do it in such a way you can forget? Say the words out of your mouth and you'll remember. Another schooler, I like schools, right? Yeah. Another schooler, Marsha says, Ashrei Misha Balakan Vital Mudoi Bi Yadoi. It's in his hand. Write down Chedushim. Chedushim Rechaim Velojim doesn't mean write Chedushim. Chedushim Toira, that like, you know, Chedushim this one or that. It means the way you understand it, write it. So they go up in Shemayim, you got a, like a wild card. They say, no, tell Shad in the Gemara and Brachas. So you're allowed to cheat up there. In fact, take out the notes. Yeah. That's how it works up there. Write it. Not the school. There's other schoolers, but... Rabbi Kiva said two more schoolers. Rabbi Kiva Eger. Did Rabbi Kiva Eger not call that Tarakula? Did Rabbi Kiva Eger not call Tarakula? Rabbi Kiva Eger in Yerudea, in Simon Shinai and Vav, says that Ava Rabbo, saying Ava Rabba with Kavana is a skula for Zechiras of Torah, for remembering Torah. The Mishnah Berurah in Mem Zayin Siv Katan Yud, he says in one place, and to my mind, all 697 Simon, he says, here you have to lose it. You got to lose it. When you say Birchas HaTorah, like Veger said in Ava Rabba, he says, when you say Birchas HaTorah, you got to lose it. Right? Veherev no, please make it sweet to me. Right? Lose it. Gotta see the guy bowling about. Lose it. Veherev no, Hashem, the king of the universe, or Sechel, the fin. Good Shabbos.